focus of what we're doing, right? Right, Andy?
Yeah.
If you narrow it down and get on some sort of a track.
Yeah. What do you think about, I'm going to try in all of our meetings, apart from recording,
I'm going to do a 300 minutes, a minute of the meeting. So Heidi says this, we think this other thing, and maybe we can then share them and have them written. Because okay. I find it very, I think it's a bit too serious, but I have done it in previous projects and it's usually quite helpful.
Yeah. So do you want to go around the table and everyone, we have like a few competing ideas on the table?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to start, I could type for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, maybe we can just put it in one sentence and then we go along.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? So that we can, because if I go on musing about my idea, so maybe I propose to center on how the downturn and the recovery affects the retail quarter in Berlin. Okay, that's why my idea.
And my idea is to focus on the impending spending cuts, specifically on Birmingham, not nationally, but obviously there's a national component. And I'm thinking specifically about the tens of thousands of jobs that will be lost, and to be a resource for those people who are losing their jobs.
Yeah. My project, so it's really different.
It's the go ahead.
A website about the weddings all over the world, and the different way people are celebrating, and we should create some interesting stuff in this site to bring the people together with the idea, not just to show them articles about weddings, on more to tell story, real stories about weddings.
Okay. I cannot say much about my project yet because I said I'm interested in motorsport, but I need to do some research. But I would love to hear more about your idea about the cuts and its influence on the Birmingham society. So, yes.
I'm still kind of torn in about what feels like 30 or 40 different directions. The cuts idea definitely has legs to it. Like I said, my only concern is how to maintain a really close focus on a local community, especially since it's meant to be unless I'm completely misunderstanding the brief on some level, it's meant to be a hyper-local community by either location, cause, or interest. So, as I was saying earlier, with Birmingham being quite a big area,
interest and location,
yeah,
a little bit.
That's the only thing I've got some concerns with the cuts. I've got a few loose ideas as of chatting with Chris earlier about potentially various arts or sports related ones, but like very, very loose ideas at the moment. Just lots of mulling still at the moment. So.
Well, mine was similar to Hedy's interest, where we're looking at the facts behind the cuts rather than the hearsay and rumour and gossip, and just find the facts out, just present people with the facts, and then they can do with them as they wish.
Do we want to go more in depth, like now everyone do a bit of a sales job?
Yes, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I'll start to press this over. I try to write everything, but you don't
have
to.
Mine won't be as nice as yours, okay? I'm more stream of consciousness, but go.
My idea behind the retail thing, covering the retail quarter in general, not only the shops, but all the urban life that goes around it, the lighting, the cleaning of the streets, the transport that generates mainly from the retail quarter in order to sell more Birmingham. I'm interested in its local journalism, okay? It's local hyper-local journalism in the sense of what the people walking on the streets come up with. So it wouldn't have so much of delving into the online communities, because I don't think this quarter is served in the online communities anyway. So it would be more, as I told Hedy before, like a flaneur style of reporting.
Like a what?
F-L-A-N-E-U-R.
F-L-A-N-E-flaneur.
Yes.
Is that a Spanish word?
No, French.
French.
But we tend to use it a bit. In the sense of a... hyperlocal journalists are supposed to be on the street most of the time if you are covering a geographical community. So, and I thought of the retail quarter because last year the financial district, which is like the west side of the center, this place where we're at now, it has already been covered. But the retail quarter, which is the east part of the city, not the east side, but the east part of the city, I think it has not been covered properly. And I think that lots of people pass around there, even to get a bus, to commute between two buses. They go to the shops, and I think there are some developments going on. Down the building, they are going to develop a restaurant zone, keeping in line with the
Jenny Oliver's restaurant.
Yes, all these things. And I also seem to find social problems that affect directly that zone. You tend to see lots of police in some areas supervising. So it is not only about the shops, but it's about the life of the people that pass around. Okay? And I think there is policy going on, there are public policies going on there. And of course, there is this big retail thing that.
Oh, okay, hang on, Mike. Not just about the shops, but the life around that,
yes.
The community. Sorry, keep going.
So maybe how does this translate to actual reporting or journalism that can be done there? I was thinking when I was walking down the street, I was thinking of data journalism, of graphs, of maps that can be done, of vacant shops, vacant places. Also, it can be done. It can be looked at public services that are the cleaning of the streets, the lighting. Okay, I noticed that some light of the lighting of the streets is left 100% to the actual shops themselves, and the public service that is going on there is quite poor. Okay, there are many things that are going on there. So the idea would be to cover that, as I said, data journalism and maps and all this. But also, I think when a place is full of people, you can also have lots of not human interest stories, but stories with a point of life. For example,
with a point of what?
Of life. There are
human interests,
but not in the classical sense of delving into people's problems and all this. But even, for example, I'm thinking of some nice multimedia projects which are quite difficult to do in other topics. For example, 24 hours in this corner, or how it changed, how the people that passes through here changes during the day. And also, if we have to make commercial sense about this, well, if we're speaking about the retail quarter, there is not only about the shops themselves or the commerce that is going on there, but also the services that can be offered to these retail shops. And who would be reading this? Not only the people that work there or that have a business there, but also, of course, the people that go there shopping and would like to know what's happening. But also, not only the people that go there, but the people that maybe won't have been there, but want to know what happened that evening. For example, if a nice performance was going on in the corner between High Street and Corporation Street, which is quite usual to have something going out there, I think it's quite likely and translates well into something which is nice to see and nice to read. And of course, it also will have to be quite reactive to what happens. So you have to be there. You have to be, I think, very careful. If there is various people in the group. You can divide on your on the time you are devoting. You can divide the area in different zones, or just you kind of be appearing to be being out there. No? So I basically what I'm speaking of in one sentence is. Sorry. I'm going to stop now.
No, no, that's okay. Your computer has Spanish things on it.
Sorry.
So I'm trying to do one thing, but it's okay. You can fix it later.
Sure. In one sentence, I'm speaking about covering a quarter, an area, but with a very definite focus and a very different definite objective, which is to tell the story, the great story, I think, about how businesses, how everyone that passes or that is connected to the area, how they are struggling to thrive in the downturn.
So, personally, I like that of combining the two. Mm-hmm. So you've then got a really specific focus for the cuts, and you can still look at things like job losses and how certain areas being affected. And you could expand it while keeping it local by looking at things like transport links. You know, if say Travel West Midlands are cutting all their buses, or if Centro's cutting all their trains into the city centre or reducing the services, that's obviously going to have an impact on the retail because fewer people will be coming in per hour or per day, so there's less money going in, so then that has a further knock-on effect.
Does your idea, what concerns you about our idea? We can all also say, like, I see my idea has some flaws. If we could all also share our flaws and what our fears are.
My flaws and fears about my
about
idea.
Your own idea.
Well, I have the doubt and the uncertainty, and I will have to dig into this about how they are already organized. Okay, for example, I don't know if the business improvement district organization that is Retail Birmingham that unites on this area, I don't know if they will be willing to help or not. And I think that the project would be able to go on anyway, with a more or less strong collaboration or without that.
Yeah, so I think the biggest stumbling block you might come to is the city council is, last I knew, about a year ago, and I don't think it changed in the last local election. It was a Conservative Lib Dem coalition, long before the country was a Conservative Lib Dem coalition. And they were very, very determined to present the image that their plans for urban redevelopment were the right thing to do, even though people were pointing out years ago that we're getting the repetition of stores that I've talked about, how like every mall that we've got has the same stores and they're all very close to each other. And these criticisms have been raised to them in the past and they've discounted them. So if they're going to discount that, are they going to want any negative focus on the problems that retail in Birmingham or in Birmingham City Centre is having? And you might encounter a lot of literal and metaphorical closed doors.
Yes. The thing is that I think that any topic you aim at cover in a journalistic sense, that critical, impartial reporting, you will find the same problems actually. And I think that, of course, you don't want to appear aggressive or in a bad sort of way to your sources. But I think that, for example, the council is doing a good effort at putting information out for bloggers and for people through the Birmingham newsroom. They have a website which is called birminghamnewsroom.com, where they push like press releases, but not in a press release. Just like if they had launched a medium, and it's news to you that you can use. And they say, well, the press office can serve all the bloggers' needs, but we can look at that and we can send you the
our, and I think our job as a journalist is to complement that information with what we find out. Okay, if they are saying we've got this great development or we're doing this thing, well, your role as a journalist is to go there and to find out. In that sense, for example, what Chris said, that our role as a creative investment and that is basically to we get notice about things, we look at it a bit, and we offer the notice and link to it. Okay, what I'm saying is that the job of the people that are involved in such a project would go a little bit further, of course. And even if you found the closed doors, you have to go there and look for yourself. But anyway, I think that that problem per se is no different to the problem you will find in any other project which covers problematic things. Yeah. In that way, but yes, and also of course, I with this focus on the downturn on the castings, what I was also trying to do is to think of something that can have a continuity in the long term. Okay, I think there is no business free, for example, in London they have CTAM. Mm. Which is a free ship that caters for all the financial community.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, and maybe you could have something similar that caters to Memmingham City Center, but instead of a free ship, which is like an old model, you can have something that covers the current affairs, but with this retail business thing. Because before, business information, business news, financial news were like a niche thing, but now with the crisis and everything, it no longer is a niche thing. You get the downturn news and what is being redeveloped. You find it everywhere. No, I think it's local news. So that's a bit my point. But maybe too much talking about this. Maybe we can move on.
If you call it something like retail recovery, that's quite snappy. It's got the alliteration to it. So, yeah.
I'm thinking more of a thing I haven't come up with, because this is a song name, but it's like, it would be like more Birmingham Up on the Downside. I don't know if it's because it's a song by Ocean Colour Sing, Up on the Downside. My idea would be to have this positive focus, because I think it gets better, because otherwise it is very easy to fall into tabloid journalism.
Yeah.
And to dig into, because in the US, do you know the Media Storm site?
Media Storm. Heard of it.
If you look into that, there is very, very powerful multimedia journalism, and most of it has gone to cover the effects of the crisis. You've got very good things about Katrina, very good things about social housing and everything, but I think it's very good multimedia, but it tends to have a very negative focus, okay? And
some stories are negative.
Yes, no, but I find, no, but you can cover negative stories, but not dwelling into the, we have this, may I look up our word, please? We call it, it doesn't come in the dictionary, actually. A morbid fascination with the, I think, okay. People get many of them recreate on the pain of people. That's what I mean. So I think that there is an opportunity to highlight the, for example, I don't know if you know Good Magazine.
Good
Magazine. It's GOOD.IS.
Good.IS.
It's like good is.
Alright.
And maybe I can. Oh, you are looking at that.
The 7 newest most polluted places in America is the.
Yes, I think this is a. This website has got a lot of things. It's not loading, actually, but.
So that's left click, that's right. So they're covering why the housing market is weak. But people are repurposing things. Using technology for education. A crowdsourced picture show about buildings. I love this website, and I think I'd like to do something similar. They do very good, and I'd like to try these things. They do videos, but they rely heavily on illustration. For example, they do these videos, which are so popular on the internet, which are basically animation of graphics and data that is shown to you in a very compelling way. And they are very good explainers, because if you have to explain lots of... They do workshops. I like this positive approach, which of course they, for example, are teachers under attack. They cover all sorts of things, but they tend to have this not getting
away from it. Constructive.
Yeah, that's it. I'd like to have this constructive approach. sorry. So that would be more or less the idea, because I think also that approach helps to build an identity of the website, because maybe the website you pointed us to last night, I find that amazing, it's great. But the problem with that is, would I be returning to that website if I'm not, or even if I'm directly struck by the guts? Am I going to return to that website every night in my free time to refresh myself a bit more? This is the thing I have with that. Also, it presented some issues which are very good if we are doing something about the cuts in the public sector. That website was a bit disorganized because it relied very heavily on the blog form, and you kept seeing the picture of this old man sat there, which gives no information apart from. But that's the thing, okay? Something very on the streets, very focused on what's going on at the moment, covering what's happening, and that's it. I would have to come up with a name, but as I said, the catch line, the strap line, would be something like thriving or going on the
telephone. Yeah. So I agree. Again, as I was saying on email last night, I like the idea of doing something that's got a bit more of a positive approach to it. From a personal point of view, because I think for all of us, focusing on something that, whether we want it to be or not, could have a very perpetually negative angle to it, can be very emotionally draining for us, and we've got to be working on this for at least the next couple of months, if not for the rest of the academic year. I don't know if part of the later modules will be to further develop the idea that we come up with now. But also, if we've got something that's a little bit more upbeat, I think it can... That can bring in a few more people who might be entirely pragmatically minded and realise that there are problems, but not necessarily want to have just the downside, you know, repeated to them ad infinitum. But also show signs of that positivity that's happening outside of the bad stuff. And also like you were saying on the email, to do something that maybe does relate to a personal interest for us, either collectively or individually. Again, as a matter of, it's something we've got to be working on for a while, so let's do something that, you know, is going to maintain our interest and keep those like fires of creativity stoked.
All right, so shall we go around then? I have a lot of respect for your idea, and I think it's something that I could work on, but I have a different kind of approach to it, which some of you have heard many times. But I like the idea of doing the impending budget cuts and the effect on the people who are going to lose their jobs. I like that idea for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it matters, right? If you've ever lost your job, and unwillingly and didn't walk away, it's personally devastating. And I think resources for people, there will be tens of thousands of people in this city who are losing their jobs. So I think I'd like to do something that matters, something that's important. So I like it for that reason. I like it for the reason that it's no one is serving this community yet because it doesn't really exist yet. Right? These cuts are happening on the 20th. And then we'll find out exactly what's going on. People will be hungry for information, and there's nowhere you can really go to except for the union website, which I sent round, and the government's website, right? So where is the hard, cold facts going to be that are going to help people make decisions? You could have information on there about retraining opportunities. You could find out, like, there's all sorts of resources that you could put on there for people. I think that if we did this idea, it would give us a natural constituency. I'm a little bit worried. Where do we find the people who are going to come look at this site beyond retailers who are owning stores, right? If we email, you know, every government agency in Birmingham and the unions and start linking back to all of their pages, right? We're going to get a natural constituency of people. We're almost creating that community by putting up the information on the website. I think that. And I think that because it's all unfolding, a lot of it will be obvious to us. On Sunday, this coming Sunday, even if we don't do this as a topic, I'm going to go take out a camera from the school, and there's going to be, I think, a massive demonstration at the Conservative Party meeting, right?
Now, Sunday.
I'm not sure if it's Sunday or Monday. I'm hoping it might be Monday, because my brother's here, but even if it's Sunday, I'm going to say to my brother, find something else to do. Because it will be event-driven, right? There will be things that we can go out, and we don't have to cover it always like news. Like if someone, Samuel and I, our background is news, but if someone wants to cover something from a human side and say, okay, let's go talk to everyone at the NHS, right, who's now facing a 40%. You could do a piece on the people there losing their jobs. You could do a piece on the services that will be gone. It doesn't have to be always about, you know, the news, although that would be a part of it. But I was saying it's event-driven. So in terms of multimedia, we would have some footage right off the bat, footage of emotion, of passion, right? I know what you're saying in terms of we don't want it to be a downer, but this is a reality of life,
no,
right?
No, totally. And I don't want it to sound like I'm constantly like ragging on your idea.
Oh no, please rag away. I have a thick skin. That's all right.
And I really do think it is a great idea, and it is something that we'll need. Folks, like say, it's going to affect everybody. And I think the thing that perhaps I'm focusing on maybe a bit too much is Paul saying it needs to be local or hyper-local. And I keep thinking, you're going to need to look like proverbial you, not you. But like, to do something like that, you would need to look further afield. And I think it's something that's such a big issue, it'd be really easy to kind of lose focus and find yourself having to look at stuff.
Yeah, but much like a local newsroom, right? Any local newsroom in any country, when a big story hits, the first thing you're doing is saying, what does it mean to us? That's all we would be doing. We would be saying, what does it mean to the average guy in Birmingham, or the average worker? So we filter out everything that's happening on a national level, like that document I sent around had very handy sort of, you know, this is what's happening in this department and that department. We don't have to do that, right? What we have to say is, okay, this department is here. There's 4,000 people that work there in before the cuts. Soon there will be 2,000 layoff notices. Are going to start coming out, you know, at this point, right? And then if we get a community going, we can have them, you know, telling their stories. We could go out and tell some of their stories. Here's Mary. She's got 3 kids. She's a single mom. She has no job, right? We could have a personal story area, but we could also go in there so we could tell those stories, or they could post their own stories. So the idea would be that we would not get bogged down. It would always be, what does it mean to our core group of workers. Everything has to come, we have to be very focused, and we've talked about that before. Because if we don't have a focus, I almost think we need, when we decide on something, we need to do a mission statement and say, this is what we are, and everything we put on the site must meet these three requirements. It must be about the local people, and it has to be, whatever we decide they're going to be. So that we filter out, Matt, all the national. All, we're going to filter out, you know, beyond having, we could have like the clip of the day, or for the record, we could have, you know, David Cameron, we could have a little clip, or, but we could also have Vox Pop. So these are the reasons that I like it. In some ways, because it's an event in progress, I think it's, in some ways, it's easier because we're following along. We're not sitting down at the Urban Coffee Company one Monday morning saying, what do you want to put on the website today? That's hard from a content perspective, right? That's really difficult from a content perspective, and it's difficult to turn it around and at the end of the day have a nice article, right? But if you know that X number of people are demonstrating or that this office is closing today, you know, then you can go there and you can kind of turn the story around on a bit of a deadline. So in some ways I like it because I think, just to sum up, I think it's important. It matters. There's a lot of passion and emotion into it. And I think it's event-driven. It will be easy for us to do. I think the negative side is that it will be hard for us to do because it's finances and it's budgets and things like that. And that's not, certainly, I am not a financial journalist. This is not my forte, but the beauty of that is that I'm just an average person too, and I may not be a financial expert, but I know what it's like to lose my job, right? So you can look at it as from a perspective of someone who's out of work, and then it becomes relatable. So in some ways, yes, I think it will be difficult, and we'll have to strive to make it not dry. Right? It has to be about, it's always about the people.
I'm going to
you want to go next?
I think people, like I said before, really need to know the actual facts of what's going. I think at the bare bones, it's the facts that are important to people. But also, we don't have to concentrate on the negatives because we can show examples of people for who this has turned into a positive experience. So, like people who've lost the jobs and have
hated their jobs.
Yeah, or hate the jobs, and have found that they've put their energies into something that they wouldn't have done before because they were in what they thought was a stable job. They wouldn't have taken the chance, and they've actually gone out and tried something new that they really had a passion for and they loved, and they found that it's worked, and they're actually happier, financially stable, and it's a success story, and it shows how, like Phoenix from the Flames type of idea. And I think that's, you can balance the negative aspect of this with the positives.
You could, absolutely. As human interest, especially, because you don't want every day to have a sob story,
yeah.
Right? You would want to have, that's a good idea.
I was going to jump for 7 o'clock, so is there any chance you could send me this notes?
We're going to share it.
Yeah.
So you have the, is your...
I'm not sure.
I don't know if we have it
in the
list that...
In the poll.
Did you receive the last... Did you... Are you here?
I should be. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No.
Okay, I write it down.
Listen, I'm uploading all our recordings to this audioboo.fm/canon.
Okay.
You wish to write it?
Send me a link after
you've
already done.
The email that I sent around.
I
love
it.
I
thought you
continue maintaining the website where
you're
done with the project. Yeah. I mean, when we're done with the project, you know, we, you know, my point is that we have to continue maintaining the website.
writing.
Yeah, class session recordings is the header. It's just got the link in there.
Okay.
Well, I think the official idea is that we'll have to stop in mid-January when we submit our assignment.
Yeah.
It will die as happen.
Sure.
I know, just save this.
In France, the keyboard is different.
Yes.
The letters aren't.
It's Hotmail?
Hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. Hotmail? This one?
Yes.
Okay.
So typing an email in France, right, is just like very upsetting. Spanish is not so as bad as
we just
Paris.
Have the
because, yes, and the CCD thing here, and whatever you call that.
Well,
but
I find the same.
Paris, all the letters are different, right? Or
yes.
Some of the letters are different.
German.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go anyway.
Okay.
But I find the same thing in America. I don't know if it's the same in Canada, but like the at symbol is shift 2 on an American keyboard.
Yeah, same
in
Canada.
Right, it's like shift comma.
Take care.
But don't need to record anymore, really, do I?